This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. You need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Oh, always a pleasure to have you with me. That wasn't good. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And be part of that conversation. Get involved, get engaged, be part of that conversation. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a million things you can do there to get involved. There's a million things you can do there to really, you know, get engaged with the conversation. Get information to me. I don't always look at. I do the best I can. Sometimes I miss what the guest has to say. Not always, but sometimes. When you guys are paying attention, it just helps me that much more. Sandy Gibbs is going to join us after the break. And I always love when, you know what, again, I always love when he's on. Because we deal with stuff from all different, you know, versions of the issue. Right? He's more into the entertainment world. I have no clue who's half these people are. I don't know why we follow them so much. I don't know why we give them so much credibility. But that's a story for another day, right? I mean, seriously, when one of these guys come out with a microphone... I know, I keep saying that's a story for another day, and I come back to it. Must be another day. When these entertainers come out with the microphone, they start telling you how you need to take care of your kids or how you need to take care of your parents or, you know, who to vote for. It's like, just go back and sing. I paid the $75 for the ticket for you to sing, not lecture at me. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't know if you guys, everybody's got a highway department in their states, right? You got the state highway department. I don't know what it's called, but in California it's called Caltrans, you know, California Transportation. So Caltrans, what happened here, and you guys have heard this, I know you've heard it across the country, the state of California, they passed a law last year that upped gas tax like crazy. What was it, 12 cents? I mean, it was bigger than 12 cents a gallon. And that's why, you know, we have some of the highest cost for gas in the country. And people can say, well, look at our roads and look at the beautiful places. But the roads are falling apart. The bridges are falling apart. We have dams that we get petrified about when it rains because we're sure it's going to break. All of these things are taken care of by Caltrans, by tax dollars. And the legislature keeps stealing, yeah, you heard me, stealing that money because they tell us they're going to tax us for something and they divert it to something else. Okay? So follow me for a second. So the government workers, especially during their employed time, the government as a whole, are not in any way, shape, manner, or form, they are not supposed to be advocating for anything that's on the ballot, positive or negative. For or against. They're not supposed to do it. It's illegal. But yet somehow, Caltrans contractors, right, people that are contracted by the state to do certain kind of work, have been caught on video, on camera, distributing flyers urging a no vote to repeal the tax bill. Now, Californians have gotten together, a large group of Californians, including Democrats, have come together and say, no, you boneheads, you are not taxing us into oblivion. We're going to come against you because in California you can actually force laws onto the ballot through propositions. So a large group of Californians got together, and now they have a no on Proposition 6. It's going to repeal the gas tax as a whole, and it's gained great momentum. It's just amazing how much Californians have come together with this, which is good. I'm good with it. So the supporters of the bill, right, to repeal the gas tax, right, they actually have pictures of people doing this. And so the Carl DeMaio, chairman of the Yes on Proposition 6 campaign, said that while cars were stopped along the highway, because, you know, they're doing all this road work, the road work they're supposed to be doing, the guys were walking up to the cars and handing out these flyers. So it wasn't kind of by accident. They were doing it on purpose. I shouldn't say that. That sounds weird. They were doing it with a purpose. A very strategic purpose in mind. You're stuck. You can't go anywhere. You can ask these people questions, but you still can't go anywhere. Now, during a news conference on the Yes on Prop 6 campaign headquarters, DeMaio showed the video taken by motorists in which workers handed him a flyer. The worker said he was working with Caltrans, and he did look like a Caltrans worker. They just told me to hand it out, the worker said. Photos taken by witnesses and Yes on Prop 6 campaign workers who went to the stretch of highway after being contacted showed a Caltrans supervisor sitting in his truck near where the flyers were being handed out, and a photograph of a box filled with hundreds of these flyers, or thousands probably. He went on to say, in 25 years of politics, I've never seen the behavior we're about to describe. The misuse of taxpayer funds being used by political campaigns is shameful. You know what? The legislators, here's the thing. This is why I do not understand you Democrats in California. The legislators are already gearing up. So if the people's will is to repeal the gas tax, they've got another one waiting to go again. And by doing that, that whole cycle back in motion again. Because they know what's better than you do. They know what's better for you than you do. It never ceases. This is true fascism. True fascism. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Xander Gibb joins me after the break. And I do appreciate it. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
You're listening to Real Tide on GTN Live, at least for a few more minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and all that fun stuff. Let's bring him up because you're fighting about him in the chat room. I feel like, I'm on the last date in the book or something, whatever you call it. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week to kind of give me or bring me back in line or give me a different perspective on things. Xander, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Thank you for having me, Sarah, on this very cold night in the United Kingdom.
Well, it's not cold here. It's only cold here because we've got the air conditioning on. Otherwise, it's what, like 600 degrees? What is it outside? 79 and a half or something? Anyway, yeah, well, you guys, it gets pretty cold and miserable there from time to time, doesn't it?
Yeah, like every other day. It's like 55 degrees here right now, and I'm sitting here in like winter ski clothes and woolly gloves, woolly hats. You know
what is wrong with you?
I know, but 55 degrees. And I can't get used to the Celsius. They're like, how hot is it today, Zandra? And I'm like, it's 55. They're like, oh, that's scorching. I'm like, yeah, but I'm not talking about your stupid Celsius measurements. I'm talking about the proper, you know, American way, Fahrenheit.
Yep. No, got it. So, listen, well, since you were there, you know, apparently there was a homegrown ISIS terrorist plot that was thwarted, and they were looking to kill Theresa May.
Oh, and, really? I didn't hear about that.
And apparently he gets 30 years, he got 30 years to life or something, which I find interesting there. But didn't Theresa May say that they're compatible with your way of living?
She didn't say that ISIS were, but she said that Sharia law was compatible with life in the United Kingdom. But, you know, my thought, you know, that about, you know, if you want Sharia law, then go back to where you came from and live your Sharia law.
Yeah, but under Sharia law, she wouldn't be allowed to be a prime minister. She couldn't wear what she wears. She couldn't be walking out in front of the men like she does, right?
No, she couldn't dance idiotically like she did this week. Did you see that video? It was like, you know, it's like I was looking for the string. It was like she was this puppet, you know.
No.
I don't know who would be pulling the string. But I have to say, it kind of, you know, I don't like her. She's not really a proper conservative in the real sense of the terms, but I still don't want her hurt in any
right.
way, shape, or form.
Right.
And I'm sure, you know, although we're being flippant about it, I'm sure you don't want that either. But
oh, no, no,
she
never.
Is a very odd woman, you know. She's very kind of, I can't.
Well, you and I have been talking about her for a long time. You can't find anywhere where we've wished ill on her, unlike the other side,
no.
who are continually, you know, wishing ill on El Presidente. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Even, you know, I every time I see this now on social media, when people say, oh, that they want the president to die and all of this, I report it right away. It's like, you know, it's as far as their rules go, you can't wish people ill or die or anything like that. So this is how we have to combat it now. We have to report all of these things and give them such an administrational nightmare that they're going to have to do something differently eventually.
No, you're confused. You can wish their, they can wish your people ill. You can't wish their people ill. Get it right.
Yeah.
You? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because it is very one-sided. You see, the funny thing is that we just know that the left has no argument because when all they can come back at me is you're fat, you're gay, you're ugly. You know, I mean, what kind of premise is that? What kind of response is that when, you know, you're talking about fiscal issues or how well the president is doing? Oh, yes, Zander, but you're gay. Wonderful. Thank you for that observation. I was really trying to hide it.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay. And, you know, the old joke, what's that going to do with the price of tomatoes in Japan? I mean, it doesn't
exactly.
make any sense. Hey, did you watch the Aretha Franklin funeral today? Celebration of Life?
Nope.
You didn't.
Did you?
Well,
was that a little bit, was that disrespectful or, you know?
No. Here's the thing. I mean, God bless Aretha Franklin. I mean that in all sincerity. I loved her music and I thought she was, I mean, think about what she went through as a young girl and she still came through and all of that. And she loved people. I mean, I could do the whole thing, but here's the reality. I'm flicking through stations and I'm watching. And at one point in time, I had, Corey Duncan on last night. And so I'm just going to say, because he did too, because, you know, black people are amazing. He said, this will go on all day. That will go on all day. And he was, everything he said that was going to happen, happened. They changed her clothing 3 times today. Okay? And I'm thinking.
In the coffin.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I'm serious. I'm going, was she uncomfortable? Did the temperature change and they were trying to help her out? Didn't go with her shoes? I don't understand. Right? I mean, have a little respect for her, and maybe that's what she called for. I don't know. I didn't get the note.
Was it spelled R-I-S-P-E-C-T?
So, Louis Farrakhan was there, and he didn't drop by. He was front and center on the front row, all right? Which I find kind of interesting, considering how she felt about, you know, how much she loved people and how she felt about people. So, I can get past that, but I got to tell you, Billy Bob Clinton, Jesse Jackson, and Al Sharpton, are sitting there. What was that girl's name?
Ariana Grande.
She shows up in a short dress, and she stands right in front of those three guys. And she's singing. And Billy Bob couldn't take his eyes off of her cheeks, if you know what I'm saying.
I love that picture today. That was just that
did you
was
see? You
classic.
Saw that, right?
Yeah, I did.
The man looked comatose for the first 2 hours of this thing. Looked like he had had a stroke and couldn't move out of his chair. She shows up. He gets out of the chair. Now he's dancing. He's swaying with the rest of them. And him and Jesse, I mean, how does this look? They're staring at her backside, and the two of them are talking to each other, giggling. Now, seriously?
These people, the words escape me. But it just reminds, this meme just jumped into my head. Have you seen that meme where there's a picture of Chelsea and Bill, and Bill says, "I didn't rape the ugly one, did I?" And Chelsea goes,
"Oh my God.
Dad, that's Mom."
Oh, my God. Oh, it just this stuff never stops. This just never. I just get, but in Washington again, in all respect to the Franklin family. I mean, Aretha was a great woman, from what I know, you know. But I think that some of the people that were there just didn't lend to her cause, if you would. You know, Jesse turned it into a reason to vote Democrat. I'm going to say, come on, really? You're at a funeral.
Yeah.
How about a little respect?
Well, I was a little torn this week, you know, at Give Towers here in the UK, because I put the flag at half mast for a while, my soul's flag that's on the top of the building, and then I took it down, and then I put it up again, and then I wasn't sure because, you know, apparently you got to leave it forever, but we can talk more.
On the other side of the frame. That's right. I tell you, you don't need me. You can handle the whole thing. I'll be back in a minute, along with Xander Gibb, your new host. I'm Joe Messina, the accessory host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. At a Friday rally in North Carolina, President Donald Trump spoke to a crowd of supporters in Charlotte, hoping to get Republican Mark Meadows reelected to the House of Representatives. The president said Democrats are trying to create a socialist nation with open borders.
They want to go socialist, and somehow I don't see North Carolina as being the next Venezuela. Do we agree?
The president also offered support to Republican candidates Mark Harris and Ted Budd. Also in Charlotte, Trump signed an order aimed at helping small businesses expand access to retirement plans for employees.
Today's historic action will provide new retirement security to countless American workers and their families. We believe all Americans should be able to retire with the confidence, dignity, and economic security that you want.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
I hope you guys can't either. I'm Joe Mastini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, honestly, being part of the conversation. Just don't hide in the wings and don't do nothing. Do something. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really mean that sincerely. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let's just bring him on. I always enjoy when he's on with me. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. And you know, Xander, they just wait for you to come on. I kind of feel like, I'm not even feel like a second class citizen now. I'm starting to feel like a third class citizen. Because it's like, not where's Joe, it's where's Xander. You know, Xander, if you're from Boston, it's Xander. Anyhow, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Like, I have a choice. They would hang me if I didn't bring you on.
Well, you know.
Anyway.
You've either got it, Joe, or you haven't.
Yeah, thank you. I knew that was
really
coming eventually.
To
I knew,
be honest,
I knew you couldn't.
But, you know.
I knew you wouldn't be able to control yourself and it would eventually come out. So, hey, listen. I was telling you, we were talking about this earlier, and I said, you know, when it comes to the LGBTQ community, I'm not well-versed. And apparently they've added another letter. Now it's the LGBTQE for ecosexuality. You know, there's a professor at St. Mary's College, which I don't understand. He published an article exploring how, ready for this, queer environmentalism and ecosexuality can make environmentalism more appealing. I asked for chapter and verse and scripture, but he hasn't called me back yet. But anyway, but these things always seem to come out of the feminist studies groups at these colleges. And I don't get it. I'm not beating on women, but I'm just saying, why is it always out of that group that something like this comes forward? And seriously, and you said it earlier during the break, we were talking about it. You know, these are the ones that talk about having sex with trees and the environment, and it'll give you a different... It's going to give you a different attitude towards the environment, different attitude towards the ecosystem. I'm just lost.
I don't really think it is that, and I'll tell you exactly what I think it is. It actually started off as the gay community and then the lesbians kind of, you know, muscled in, and it was the lesbian and gay community, and then the bisexuals were added as well. And then it's not just about inclusion. They just want to add everybody because the thing is, you can't make money when, you know, the laws are changing and things are changing to the point where, you know, everybody is mostly covered. So you have to keep adding more people, because what you have to understand is that the LGBTQ, ABCDFG leadership is commercially driven, and it's all about making money at the expense of those people who happen to be gay, in parentheses. But the thing is that ultimately they just keep adding different sections to this, and that's fine too. But don't kind of just be so coy about it to say, oh, it's about inclusion. It's not about inclusion. It's just about that as rights change and things change, they want to have someone to be fighting for so that they can still make some money from it.
Well, that was the thing you and I were joking about during the break, and we actually talked about it earlier, which was that whole thing where they're now saying you can't use the word vagina when it, you know, because it's not inclusive enough. And I'm thinking, I did the same thing.
Don't go there.
But I'm thinking to myself, I mean, I'm just lost. Is it, you can't beat, the X and Y chromosome. There's no way to get around that. So
no.
Are we just going to skew everything else?
Yes, I think so. I mean, the left certainly want to do that with absolutely everything, and everything is acceptable. You know, it's funny, kind of like, you know, 6 or 7 years ago when they were first trying to push through the same-sex marriage bill. And, you know, prior to this same-sex marriage bill, I was very vocal about it. I was very supportive of it. But, you know, when I became a little bit more informed, I realized that they could have done exactly the same thing with the civil partnerships. But they chose not to do that because, you know, they weaponized same-sex marriage. And I remember Dr. Gina Loudon saying to me at the time that what was going to happen from this was that the next stage of this was that, people like NAMBLA, you know, and people think that it's normal to have sex with children, we're going to jump on the bandwagon. And homosexual, you know, gay people were really offended by that, because how dare you say that about us? But the commentary wasn't about them. It was about what these legal loopholes were opening up. And she was absolutely 500% right, because this is happening now. And they're now trying to normalize sex with children as a part of this movement. And it's disgusting.
Well, what's funny about this is, first of all, for people who don't know, the NAMBLA stands for the North American Man-Boy Love Association.
Yes.
Okay, and you go ahead and let your mind run rampant, because it would be true. And they came out with back in 2016, they came out with a press release that they wanted to assure their membership that their list has never fallen into the hands of any unauthorized person or law enforcement community. And I'm thinking to myself, why? What would you be afraid of? Right? I mean, if everything you're doing is above ground and it's not illegal, why would you be afraid if it fell into the hands of some law enforcement group?
Exactly.
Right?
I mean, let's face it, you know, NAMBLA is just a rubber stamp for pedophiles. And the worry is that, if we start to want to have inclusion for these people, where does this end, and who will protect our children? You know, there are already groups in the United States and the United Kingdom that are, you know, there are rape gangs operating. And this just adds kudos to that kind of ideology, and it's of concern.
Well, you add a normality to it. The way, when you hear these people talk and you read some of their articles and you look at this stuff, there's a normality added to it. It's just like the TED Talk I played one night. I just played a portion of it where a professor actually said it was very normal for you to want to have sex with an 11 or 12-year-old. It was very normal for older men to be attracted to 11, 12, 13-year-olds. I'm going, really? Because then I must be abnormal. I've never seen an 11-year-old girl or anything else, where I've an 11-year-old dog or whatever, that I've looked at and went, wow, you know, that's good. Wouldn't mind having dinner with her. I mean,
no.
Seriously, I don't get it. And I'll probably get hate mail for that, but I really don't care. But whatever.
Yeah, if you want to send hate mail, you can send it to Xander at idontgiveacrap.com.
Yeah. So it's I'm fearing that as more and more this stuff comes out, that it makes any kind of love / sexual activity with anything okay, normal.
Yeah.
And hey, man, you know, I won't play it. I played it one time, and it made me, I mean, it made me sick, where there were kids on college campuses that were actually saying that they were okay with dads having sex with their daughters and mothers having sex with their sons, as long as it was consensual and they were both adults, who cares? And I'm thinking,
let me go ahead. Sorry.
No, hit it.
No, I was just going to say that if you're not of age, you can't consent. And even if you are of age, you can't consent to sex with your parent or your sibling because that's illegal. You know, dogs can't consent. Inanimate objects can't consent. So if the key word with this is consent, then none of these people can consent because it's not covered under the law.
I was horrified. I was horrified to hear those kids saying that, which shows me that we've taught them that anything that you perceive to be okay and fine and normal and natural is okay, fine, normal, and natural. It just wigged me out to think that that's what we've done to our young people. Think about it. I mean, give that some deep thought.
And I think that was why, you know, it's commonly known that, you know, in my dim and distant past, you know, I was involved in, you know, gay rights activism. And the point I started to walk away is when it got ridiculous. Because, you know, it's the difference between equality and equity. And if you want more rights than anybody else, that's not equality. You know,
no.
I can't demand, you know, you're heterosexual, Joe, as far as I know, and you can't go and demand someone to perform a service for you. But if you're gay, you can demand somebody bake you a cake, you know, because you've got that right to demand that people bake a cake for you.
Yeah. No, it's a fear that's been struck in people to where they're afraid to say anything or back away from that kind of thing. You know what? I'm done with it. I'm not anymore. As long as I'm not being hateful and mean about it, then I think I should have a right to speak out and speak up as to what I believe. You know what? You know, you and I have had this conversation a million times with my local school board, and people get on my case, and you hear that music, that stupid, stupid music that says I have to stop talking? We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe, senior host. Don't go far. Sandy Gibb joins me on the other side of the break.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago
way. You know, I know I've said this before, but I love this music. And I wish that it wasn't better. She just makes me nuts. As well, poke me in the eyes with hot needles. I'm Joe Bacino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with us. I always appreciate the time you spend with us. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much you can get involved with. But listen, I know the guy you've been waiting for is here with us. Andrew Gibb joins me, as he does every week, and to give us some real insight on what's going on in the world. Hey, Xander, how you doing?
I am cold, but apart from that, I am doing good.
You know, there's this thing called a heater, okay? And
but that
and,
costs money, Joe.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's an old chair there or something you can light on fire in the fireplace or whatever.
Yeah, there's I don't have a fireplace.
God.
Only in the main hall, and it's too big to heat. The main hall. Because you know I live in a castle.
Yes. That's why you're so cold and damp.
Yeah.
There you go. That's right. Because you're in England. It's all like that, right? Anyway.
Exactly. I just hung up my cape and now I'm sitting down and talking to you.
Oh, God bless America. But all right. So let's get in. You want to talk a little bit about John McCain and you know, all the pomp and circumstance that's being done and all the, you know, traditional things that are being done around him. And you're kind of taking exception with some of these things. But before you get rolling, what I love is all the hypocrisy that's rolling in from the left. They hated this guy. On several occasions, they hated this guy. And it's kind of an extension of what's going on today, where when he was on their side or thought to be on their side, he was a god. But when he ran for president, they were putting out stories that he was mentally unfit to be president. Well, this is what they do all the time. He was mentally unfit. He was a racist and a woman hater. This is all documented in the news. And again, you know, all of a sudden, he's a bipartisan hero. He's what God sent down to, you know, even out the playing field. What say you?
Yeah, come on, Joe. Be fair. When did the left ever put misinformation out there about anyone on the right? I mean, I think you're stretching this a little bit now. I really do. But the thing that really bothers me about all of this, I mean, I'm sorry for the guy and I'm sorry for his family. But here's the thing for me. And I know that we should see the inherent worth and dignity of all people and, mm-hmm. you know, how soon is too soon and all of that. But don't tell me now that this guy is a saint and, you know, never did anything wrong just because he died. You know, it doesn't stop change how he cheated on his first wife and treated her so badly and left her when she was really ill and you know, all of these things and, you know, gave over the dossier and has always been against our president. And, you know, the fact that people are painting him as this true patriot, I mean, pass me the sick bucket, please, you know?
Well, again, when I came out and I listed something about him, I just simply said, you know, your hearts and prayers go out to the family. Because any way you cut it, okay, there were people that loved him and family members, daughters, and that kind of thing. So it doesn't matter what we think about him in that realm. They loved him. He was dead. And so your heart has to go out to them. But other than that, you're right. We are become so politically correct. And neither one of us is suggesting that we sit here and have a bash fest with the guy. We're just saying, don't call out all these things that aren't true, that aren't real. It isn't right.
No, absolutely. And I think the thing is that, you know, the main concern for me is that, you know, there should be a level of dignity in death, but surely it doesn't cancel out all the bad things you've done just because you've died. It's like, you know, people are elevating him to saint status, and he was far from a saint. Let's face it.
All right. Hey, you're not going to get – I know it makes for lousy radio, but you're not going to get an argument from me. I agree with you. Again, I'm tired of the political correctness. I appreciate people willing to go and fight for our freedom. They're willing to put their lives in the line to fight for our freedom. But that doesn't mean that for the rest of their lives they're right and it's okay. We do that with our vets, and God bless our vets, right? I mean, you and I are on the same page there. But when they come back from fighting for us, that doesn't automatically mean they're good for Congress. It doesn't automatically mean that everything they feel, think, and say is 100% right. They're just like us in the end.
Absolutely, and I believe our vets should be revered, and we should be grateful to them for the things they've done. Yesterday, this guy, who was a Democrat, and he was a vet, and he said, I shouldn't block him because he's a vet, but if he's attacking me, I'm going to block him. So we made 15 accounts yesterday and kept coming back and saying, Sandra Gibb blocks veterans. Well, I don't block all veterans, just those that attack me. There is no right as a veteran that you get to say what you please. And while it's in my brain, I have to say, you know, all this about the fact that, you know, Donald Trump didn't, you know, roll out all the pomp and ceremony for John McCain. He said what he said on Twitter. He said he was sorry for the family. What more did they want? You know, the flag should be at half mast for 24 weeks. You know, we should be eternally having memoriams at the White House for John McCain. I mean, get over it. I'm sorry, but get over it.
No, I'm with you. There are a lot of men that have died. There's a lot of greater men than John McCain that have died. Have we done the same thing for them? Right? I mean, have we rolled out the carpet the same way for them? You're exactly right. No, we haven't. And with all, my dad's a vet. My uncle was a vet. I mean, I get it. But it doesn't make them 100% right all the time. And I think that's where we go sideways. I really do.
Well, I think the left has just weaponized John McCain's death. I mean, where does it end, really? And it's just another opportunity to bash the president. You know, people say to me every day on social media, why are you always defending the president? And I'll tell you why, because someone's got to do it. There are so many people out there attacking him and lying about him. And he's far from perfect, Joe. You know, he's not the, you know, he's not been in his lifetime the best person that there ever been. But I keep coming back to the same point. We should only concern ourselves regarding the things he's done while he's in office, because anything before that is not our business.
You know, it's you talk about all this stuff, and an article just came across my screen about death threats made against Meghan McCain. All right?
Wow.
I mean, let's just be blunt about this. If this is done, and it's not right or left, these are sick individuals, and it doesn't matter what side of the aisle they're on or where they're at or what have you. I mean, you think about what's been going on. Now, somebody put a threat against McCain, and right here when her father just died.
And, yeah, that's terrible.
It is sick. It is a sickness. It's where we come. Now, I guarantee you that somebody will blame Trump for this because he's sown hate. What people don't realize, that hate has, this is my personal opinion, the hate that these people have for us and for Trump has always been just under their skin. You know, Trump is like the Epsom salt. He's pulled it to the surface, and now there's nothing to stop them. And I think they had 8 years to be able to practice their craft, if you would, about this hate and nastiness. And now they feel like they're entitled to be hateful and nasty. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I do. And I think the concern really with all of this is that they want to spread this. And, you know, if you support Donald Trump, then you're a hater, you're a racist, you're this, you're that, the other, you know, I'm tired of it, and I'm not putting up with it anymore. And if it makes me unpopular and I get banned every other day on Twitter, so be it. I'll just open another account. But the thing is about this for me is that it's just become so darn ridiculous. Yeah, I will discuss his Donald Trump's policies with you. I don't agree with all Donald Trump's policies, and I'd be more than happy to have a civil discourse with you about the things that you don't agree with regards to Donald Trump's policies. But don't keep throwing up things from the past. Oh, he bashed a disabled reporter. He did this, and he did that. His father was a racist. I don't care.
You know, all right. Yeah, I know. So if we're all supposed to suffer for our parents and our grandparents' sins, my God, 90% of us would be in jail, but that's beside the point. I want to get back to this thing with Meghan McCain, because I'll tell you what's making me crazy about this. There is a picture that was doctored to her. You know, there's a very touching picture of her crying over her dad's casket, okay? And somebody, some moron, that's right, if you're listening, I'm calling you a moron. Some moron has got a gun trained on her chest, okay? And in the tweet, it says, you should prepare to answer for the people pissed off at you. A hint, it's the entire community. So you look at it, but you've been banned from Twitter a dozen times, right?
Yeah.
They hadn't taken this picture down. My understanding, it might be down now. But they left it up for hours. Hours, with massive complaints coming in, it was left up for hours. Is it because she's a conservative? Is it because her dad was a Republican? Why?
I have no idea. There's a clear divide, and the issue is that there is a clear double standard on social media. You can say and do what you please if you're a Democrat, and even when you report it, you're in the wrong for reporting it. I don't know what the rules are. I mean, I want a list of things I can and can't say, because that will really help me. Because,
good luck.
You know, if someone says something and I respond, if someone says, fat people are ugly, I wouldn't be able to say that back.
Well, quick, tell people where to find you.
ZanderGibbs.com.
Oh, you make it so easy. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's have some fun the next hour. Manspreading is a sign of a sexist environment. That's what the experts say. Experts, my whatever. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a bit.